This week's story about the stray ingredients in health supplements got me thinking about the physician within. These investigations about so-called natural medicines have been coming out just about every year, and they all say the same thing, that what's in the pill is very often not what's on the label. This week, New York State's Attorney General claimed that 80% of herbal supplements are egregiously mislabeled. He said DNA testing exposed one ginseng supplement that contained zero ginseng and was mostly rice and wheatgrass. But the point is that the negative publicity has been out there for a while, and yet people buy something like $5 billion worth of supplements a year, which tells me that even if the label isn't truthful, as long as people believe it is, the pill works. And the high prices of these supplements might also help. There was a study on 12 patients with Parkinson's disease where doctors gave the group two different drugs. One of the drugs cost $100 per injection. The other cost $1,500 per injection, 15 times as much. After each treatment, the patients that got the more expensive drug actually had fewer tremors, and brain scans confirmed the effects were real. Now, of course, the two drugs were not drugs. They were harmless saline placebos. The improvement was because of the price. We are trained to think that if it's more expensive, it has to work. And so the brain sends out chemicals that make it so. It also turns out that people think big pills work better than little pills and that red pills can treat pain better than blue pills. And get this, your surroundings can also make a difference. A Berkeley study found that walking among majestic trees or standing on top of a mountain or doing anything that gives you a sense of awe suppresses the chemicals that cause inflammation, heart disease, Alzheimer's, and depression. So the supplement labels may be deceptive, and yes, that is bad. But what if it turns out that what is in the pill doesn't matter? What if it turns out that the active ingredient is deception? If taking a phony ginseng pill, or better yet, walking through a majestic forest and taking a big, red, expensive, phony ginseng pill, if that unleashes the brain chemicals that make you feel better, why should New York's Attorney General spoil the fun?